In Focus.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin once again drew attention to the US and NATO missile defense system in Europe and the problems that it is creating. Putin said on Wednesday during a meeting with the heads of major Russian media, "Look at all the time spent debating the United States' missile defense system. It is constantly on the agenda today."
The premier explained Moscow's concerns. If the missile defense system will be located near our borders, they will cover the deployment areas of our ground-based missiles and will be able to shoot them down. But if they are further away, they will not reach our missiles and shoot them down. In saying so, Putin has once again emphasized that the Kremlin sees the U.S. missile shield in Europe as a threat to its strategic capabilities.
The U.S. plans to build a missile defense system that would reliably defend their territory against ballistic missiles and is one of the main problems in Russia-American relations. U.S. administration officials have repeatedly said that European ABM is not directed against Russia and its strategic capabilities, and that cooperation in missile defense would benefit not only the U.S. and NATO, but Russia as well.
Since the U.S. claims that creating a missile defense shield in Europe would counter the Iranian missile threat, Moscow wants the U.S. to provide written commitments to limit their defense, so that it would not threaten Russian missiles. Washington has not budged on this point so far.
In Focus spoke with Evgeny Myasnikov, expert with the Center for Arms Control, Energy and Environmental Studies, who told us about the cause of friction between the U.S. and Russia.
Unfortunately, resolving the problem of ballistic missile defenses is going to be extremely difficult at current circumstances. The terms suggested by the United States side for participation in the European BMD project are not acceptable for Russia. Russia's demands on legal guarantees cannot be accepted by Obama administration in the current political environment in the States for apparent reasons. Obviously, President Obama has other priorities in the pre-election campaign. Thus, I think it's unrealistic to expect a quick breakthrough at BMD talks. One needs to create conditions for moving forward. Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, Alan Tauscher, recently mentioned that U.S. and Russia are going to conduct strategic stability talks on a broad set of issues. I hope these talks will also cover other areas of U.S.-Russian disagreements. And I hope these talks will help to define common goals and negotiating attitudes.
In a televised address to the nation in November, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev threatened to deploy missiles to the Kaliningrad region bordering Poland and Lithuania and to other areas of Russia to be aimed at U.S. missile defense sites if the U.S. and NATO failed to reach a deal, allaying Russia's worries. He urged the U.S. to provide firm and specific guarantees that its future missile defense potential will not be directed against Russia. As a result of the speech, the first phase of the military response has already been implemented, and a new radar warning in the Kaliningrad region was put into operation.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a news conference on Wednesday said, "Our logic is simple. If arms are deployed close to our borders that potentially undermine strategic parity or reduce our security, we will react with measures that counter such a weakening. But the underlying motives of our American partners are much more difficult to understand."
Lavrov went on to say, "We still have time to solve the acute problems of the missile defense system, but it's not unlimited." He said that Russia doesn't want confrontation with the U.S. and doesn't think that Washington is making a specific effort to erode Russia's nuclear deterrent. However, he added that the growing power of the U.S. missile shield could eventually make it capable of engaging Russia's nuclear forces, and that in speaking with his American counterparts, that this possibility has not been ruled out in the future. Lavrov commented that he hopes that it's not Americans' goal, but its development undermines their strategic priority.
Lavrov went on, "Like any responsible state, we proceed not from declarations, but from concrete action when it comes to security issues. Our response will strictly correspond to the potential of the European component of the U.S. missile defense as it develops." He then commented that Dmitry Medvedev has clearly stated that measures will be taken according to the actual course of events and at each appropriate stage of the American plan being implemented.
Bringing it to a close, Lavrov said, "I hope that the difference over missile defense wouldn't throw Moscow and Washington back to a Cold War-style pattern of confrontation. I hope that our American partners will show a sensible and constructive approach and that we can find a way out of this situation," adding that we must be heard and there must be a response to our legitimate concerns.
At the same time, Lavrov said that he sees no reason to believe that Russia and the U.S. are standing on the threshold of a new arms race. He wrapped it up by saying, "The Cold War ended long ago. We are not opponents. Confrontation is definitely not our choice. And I do not believe that sensible U.S. politicians want any confrontation."
This is the Voice of Russia.